sandy yards that had to be swept every week, as well as the house, and nothing would do it like brush brooms. And I was so shocked when I got to Allenwood, they were cutting down honeysuckles to make their brush brooms out of. The woods was full of honeysuckles and the sweet-smelling, lovely things, and that was making the best brush broom. I stopped that right away. Mm. I wouldn't ever let have another sweet gum brush broom. But anyway, vacuum cleaners, of course, are modern-day things, and mops. I can remember when we first begun to think about in the new house, instead of sweeping and mopping, once a week, Mama would have the Negro man to oil the floors. He would have an oil rag to go over the floors to get the dust off of the painted or varnished floor. You didn't want to wet them, you know, and that was the way to get the dust off, was to go over them with an oil cloth. And mm-hmm. and we kept a solution, and they would dip claws down in there and do the floors, and then they would have to rinse out those things and hang them out. That was a Saturday afternoon job for the men servants to do. Mm. The whole house had to be gone over with those oil rags on the floors, the stair steps, especially the uncovered parts of the... We didn't have carpets everywhere after we got the new house.
Speaking of the stair steps, did you have a different, was there a different name for the ones inside and outside? Or did you have them inside and outside ever?
No, our stairs were always inside, and the outside was doorsteps, you know. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Allenwood outside doorsteps were solid blocks of granite cut from this granite that they every doorstep, so they didn't have to worry about them rotting.
Oh, beautiful.
Just those long blocks of granite. But in town, of course, they were made of brick and cement.
Aunt Mamie, years ago on Monday, women usually did their what?
Well, they wash. I hate to tell my washing story. We always, back at the hotel, sent out our laundry. A Negro woman took it out every week and brought it back sometimes.
Where did they take it to?
They took it to their home. They took it to their home.
Oh.
And sometimes they brought bed bugs back too. Sometimes they would come and we'd put the clean clothes out and count it, you know, and maybe sometimes you'd discover on a upholstered chair arm or somewhere you'd see a bed bug. They had them. But then when I went to the country, do you know the Allen women had a washwoman to come to the house, and they had a big black pot out in the yard, and the clothes were washed and boiled and batted and hung up on wires, and I could think we maybe brought them in and folded them and pressed them as they had to be.
On the same day, did you press them?
Uh-huh.
Did you wash and press on the same day?
No. No, we tried to fold things from the line, and a lot of things didn't have to be ironed, you know. There were a lot of underwear and things that wouldn't have to be ironed. Fact is, a lot of people would, but I didn't.